Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, May 8th, 2022, second class, Romans.
As we prepare for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Romans 4:13 now in corrected translation sounds like this: for absolutely not through the works of the law is the promise to Abraham or to his spiritual seed that he was going to be heir of the world, the Abrahamic covenant, but through righteousness, imputed righteousness, by means of faith, faith in Christ. Now that brings us to verse 14. For if they who are of the law be heirs. You have to understand, Paul is everywhere he went, he was hounded by Judaizers, Jews who rejected Jesus Christ as Savior, Jews who were legalistic, Jews who were operating by the works of the law for salvation, the works of the law for spirituality, all of these things. He was hounded everywhere he went. And so one of his efforts in the book of Romans is to make clear to the Jewish people and these Judaizers the grace and power of God, to make sure every way possible he communicated salvation is by grace through faith in Christ, not by keeping the works of the law. No one will be in heaven by keeping the works of the law. You're not going to be in heaven because you're circumcised, as the Mosaic law declares. Salvation is not by circumcision, it's by faith in Jesus Christ. And so here, for if they who are of the law, it refers to Judaizers, legalistic, for if they be heirs, and this is now he is using a debater's technique. This is, we got the first class condition of supposition. So Paul is going to take the position of the legalistic Jew in order to refute their argument. So it says, for if they who are of the law be heirs, we have the post-positive conjunction gar plus the conditional particle ae plus the nominative plural of kleronomos with the definite article and the prepositional phrase ek plus the genitive singular of nomos. Now, gar. Gar, G-A-R. This is an illative gar, which introduces a reason and is correctly translated for. Gar introduces the reason why it is not possible for those who are of the law to be heirs of this Abrahamic promise of blessing, because justification is by faith and not by keeping the works of the law. So this is an illative gar. The conditional particle AE introduces the prothesis of a first-class condition of supposition. The first-class condition of supposition is a debater's technique. Paul is going to take the position of the legalistic Jew in order to refute his argument. Paul's a genius, maybe the greatest mind ever in human history. The definite article, they, or the ones who, or those, and the to-be verb, ame, has been left out by ellipsis, but must be supplied to smooth out the translation. So the corrected translation, for if they are heirs, and that is the plural of kleronomos. Kleronomos means heirs. We have the plural. For if they are heirs, and then the preposition ek denotes origin and is correctly translated by. By, and then namas, the law, by the Mosaic law, by keeping or doing the works of the law. So, corrected translation. For if they are heirs by doing the works of the law, first class condition of supposition, for the sake of argument, we will assume they are. So if they are heirs by doing the works of the law, first class condition of supposition, for the sake of argument, we will assume they are. Now we have the apodosis, or the conclusion of the first class condition of supposition. Then faith is made void. So Paul takes their argument, what they've been telling everybody, teaching false doctrine and false gospel. False gospel of salvation by works. That was the Judaizers, salvation by works. Faith is made void. This is the nominative singular pistis with the definite article plus the perfect passive indicative of kanao. Kanao, K-E-N-O, long O, kanao. All right, a couple of things on kanao. One, kanao can mean to make empty. To empty, this is the word, by the way, used in Philippians 2 in the true doctrine of kenosis. True doctrine of kenosis, Jesus Christ had the voluntary non-use of certain divine attributes to carry out the incarnation plan of the Father. That is the true doctrine of kenosis. That comes from this verb, to make empty. He emptied himself in the sense that he voluntarily chose not to use certain divine attributes. What did he do in his humanity? He depended totally on the filling of the Spirit and Bible doctrine and soul. He had to grow up in his humanity just like you do. He had to learn the Word of God and advance to maturity. So he lived the first spiritual life by the spiritual skills. He was indwelt and filled with the Spirit from the moment of his birth. You're indwelt and filled with the Spirit from the moment of the new birth, regeneration. But he was always 100% filled with the Spirit. So kanao can mean to make empty. It can also mean to destroy. It can mean to render void or of no effect. Two, we have it with hapistis, which is faith. This is faith in Christ as the means of salvation has been made void, invalidated, if salvation is by doing the works of the law. So when you have the noun hapistis with kanao, then faith in Christ as the means of salvation, Paul says, has been made void, invalidated, if salvation is by doing the works of the law. Three, you notice the a-o ending at the end of the verb. The a-o ending is causative. That is, faith in Christ for salvation is caused to be voided, if salvation is by doing the works of the law. So the "ao" ending is causative. That is, faith in Christ for salvation is caused to be voided if salvation is by doing the works of the law. The perfect tense is very important. This is an intensive perfect. And the emphasis is placed on the existing results of a past action. So you would translate the intensive perfect. Faith in Christ for salvation has been voided in the past, with the result that it is permanently invalidated. That's how you would translate, bring across this intensive perfect. Faith in Christ for salvation has been voided in the past, with the result that it is permanently invalidated. The passive voice, faith in Christ as the means of salvation, receives the action of being permanently invalidated. The indicative mood goes along with AE to introduce this first class condition of supposition. So we have corrected translation. Now listen. For if they are heirs by doing the works of the law, first class condition of supposition, for the sake of argument, we will assume they are. Then faith in Christ for salvation, has been voided in the past, with the result that it is permanently invalidated. And then he, just to make sure you understand, and the promise is made of no effect. This is the conjunction chi plus the nominative singular of epangalia with the definite article plus the perfect passive indicative of katargao. The conjunction chi is the connective chi, correctly translated and. And then we have hey epangalia. That's the definite article. Epangalia. Hey, looks like that. The, and then E, P, A, two gammas together. The first one sounds like an N, then a G. E, L, I, A. Epangalia. Literally, epangalia means announcement, pledge, promise. It refers to the unconditional Abrahamic covenant. Specifically, it refers to those blessings enumerated in the Abrahamic covenant. So that's what's being referred to here. The blessings enumerated in the Abrahamic covenant. And then we have katargao. That's K-A-T-A-R-G-E long O. Katargao. Literally, katargao means to make ineffective or powerless. To make ineffective or powerless. It came to mean to nullify, to abolish, to wipe out, to cancel, to abrogate. To nullify, to abolish, to wipe out, to cancel, to abrogate. So the corrected translation, and the promise of blessing in the Abrahamic covenant has been canceled. It's been canceled, abolished, abrogated. And the promise of blessing in the Abrahamic covenant has been canceled. So verse 14 says, for if they are heirs by doing the works of the law, first class condition of supposition, for the sake of argument, we will assume they are, then faith in Christ for salvation has been voided in the past, with the result that it is permanently invalidated, and the promise of blessing in the Abrahamic covenant has been canceled. That's very powerful. Right? For if they are heirs by doing the works of the law, first class condition of supposition, for the sake of argument, we will assume they are, then faith in Christ for salvation has been voided in the past, with the result that it is permanently invalidated, and the promise of blessing in the Abrahamic covenant has been canceled, nullified, abrogated. One. Paul has already established back in Romans 3 verse 20 that by the works of the law no flesh will be justified. Justification is not by works. Justification is by faith in Christ. So he's already established back in Romans 3, verse 20, that by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified. Two, in Romans 3:28, Paul declared that a man is justified by faith in Christ apart from the works of the law. In Romans 3:28, Paul declared that a man is justified by faith in Christ apart from the works of the law. And that the works of the law, that takes into account every system of salvation by works. And every system of salvation by works is a false gospel. No one will be in heaven by their works. It is faith in the completed and finished work of Christ on the cross. What did Christ say? At the end of the 3 hours of judgment from 12 noon to 3 p.m., supernatural darkness, God the Father's imputing the sins of the world to Christ, judging the sins of the world in Christ, the darkness left, Jesus Christ, what did he say? Tetelestai, it is finished. All the work for salvation was finished by Christ on the cross. What are you placing your faith in? You're placing your faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross. You can't add any works. It is finished, he declared. All the work for salvation was completed by Christ on the cross. So in Romans 3:28, Paul declares that a man is justified by faith in Christ apart from the works of the law. Three, legalistic Jews distorted the purpose of the law into a system of salvation by works. And these Judaizers hounded Paul everywhere he went in the Roman Empire. Legalistic Jews distorted the purpose of the law. The law, there's nothing wrong with the law. God gave the law. And the law, it reveals the essence of God. The law reveals what sin is. God is absolute righteousness and perfect justice, and the Mosaic law defines what sin is. And it tells you we're all sinners. And then, because we're all sinners, we need a Savior. And then, Codex number 2 of the law presents Jesus Christ as the Savior. So, it's a great system of evangelism. It's a great system for pointing out that we're all sinners and we need a Savior. And then it points out under evangelism, Jesus Christ. But it was never a system of salvation by works. So legalistic Jews distorted the purpose of the law into a system of salvation by works. Four, the false gospel of salvation by man's works motivates self-righteous arrogance. It motivates self-righteous arrogance. The two go together. When you believe you're saved by your works, you're also very self-righteous. Look at me. Look how good I am. I'm really great. I did all these things. Look at all these great things I did. And so it right with that whole concept of thinking you're saved by who and what you are. It's who and what you are. It's what you do. It's your works you do. You hook up immediately with self-righteous arrogance. Five, legalism and self-righteous arrogance are bedfellows. They always go together. Legalism and self-righteous arrogance are bedfellows. They always go together. Six, There is no place for man's self-righteous works in salvation. There is no place for man's self-righteous works in salvation. Seven, legalistic Jews believed that the imputation of God's righteousness was by doing the works of the law, not by faith in Christ. Legalistic Jews believed that the imputation of God's righteousness and being righteous was by doing the works of the law, not by faith in Jesus Christ. Eight, legalism and grace are mutually exclusive. They cannot coexist. One always cancels the other. And of course, you know, you hear it many times. Always keep this with you when you're out and talking to the people. Ephesians 2:8 and 9, for by grace you are saved through faith. Grace and faith. Grace means God did all the work. Jesus Christ did all the work. God the Father planned salvation. God the Son executed it. God the Holy Spirit reveals it. God does all the work. For by grace you are saved through faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Gift. A gift. You don't work for a gift. It's the gift of God. Not of works. Not of works, lest any man should boast. You do the work, you do the boasting. Self-righteous arrogance, boasting. God does the work, God gets the glory. God did all the work, God gets the glory. God the Father planned salvation, Operation Grace, the cross. God the Son said, yes, sir, I'll do it. And that, when you truly understand what that meant for Jesus Christ to say, yes, sir, I will do it. I'll leave heaven. I'll leave glory. I'll humble myself and take on true humanity. And we're the puniest little things in the universe. I mean, the angels look at us and they go, and the elect angels have learned Bible doctrine. They're just flabbergasted that we are going to be higher than they are. Are you kidding me? Those puny little peons, they can't do anything. They can't. Look at Pastor Olson. He can't even walk. We can travel all through the universe and do all these things. We can go to the throne of God and back. We're powerful. They're just puny human beings. And they're going to be higher than us. Wow. For by grace you are saved through faith, and this salvation is not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Nine. Salvation is by faith in Christ, not by works. Man simply believes in Jesus Christ. John 3:16, for God loved the world so much. This is impersonal love of God for the whole world. God loved the world so much that he gave his uniquely born Son, that whosoever believes in him shall never perish but have everlasting life. And then verse 18, whosoever believes in him, Jesus Christ, is not condemned. But whoever does not believe in Christ stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's uniquely born Son. And then verse 36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. I use these verses when I do memorial services. And a few years ago I did a memorial service, and there were some Jews that came, unbelieving Jews. They stayed after the memorial service and went to the side room, and there was refreshments. And there was a little gal, elderly lady. I don't use the term old talking about women. You see, old, he's an old lady, you know. you might get shot if you do that. She, elderly lady, sitting next to me, and she said, "Pastor Olson," I said, "Hey, yes, ma'am." "You scared me." I said, "What?" "You scared me. That verse you read, if we don't believe in Jesus Christ, the wrath of God remains on us. I'm a Jew, and I have not believed in Jesus Christ." I said, "Well, Jesus Christ was a Jew too. He was the son of David." And I said, "You know what? There's a reason why you were here today at this memorial service, so that you could hear the good news of the gospel. It's not good news that you are a sinner. It's not good news that you have rejected Christ. But you have understood that you're this close from living with God forever in heaven. God wanted you to be here today. He wanted you to be here to hear those verses. And now you have an opportunity. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He's the Messiah of the Old Testament scriptures. He is the Son of David. And He went to the cross and paid the penalty for your sins. And if you simply believe in Him, He gives you the gift of eternal life. And you're right here, right now. And you know what? God wanted you to be here. There are no accidents in the plan of God. And there's no accident that you were here and you heard this. And there's no accident that you're hearing it now. It's up to you. You simply believe in Christ, that He paid the penalty for your sins on the cross. He gives you the gift of eternal life. You'll live with Him forever and ever and ever. There is no merit in faith. All the merit is in the object of faith, Jesus Christ. All the believing in the world attains nothing but condemnation from the justice of God. However, the tiniest bit of faith in Christ receives eternal salvation. 10. Faith is the channel by which we appropriate what God has done for us in Operation Grace, the cross. Faith is the channel by which we appropriate what God has done for us in Operation Grace, the cross. 11. The grace plan of salvation is justification by faith in Jesus Christ. The grace plan of salvation is justification by faith in Jesus Christ. 12. Doing the works of the law for salvation is a false gospel, and there is no salvation by any works that you do. It's no salvation by works, your works. It's salvation by faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross. So, verse 14, "For if they are heirs by doing the works of the law," first class condition of supposition, "for the sake of argument, we will assume they are, then faith in Christ for salvation has been voided in the past, with the result that it is permanently invalidated, and the promise of blessing in the Abrahamic covenant has been canceled." With their heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for the privilege of fellowshipping in the Word. We ask that God the Holy Spirit might challenge each one of us, that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.